the melodic sweep of John Barry's score for You Only Live Twice. Just a taste of the mountains of iconic music from the James Bond films. That's just one Pops concert program to look forward to at the TSO next season. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been unpacking what 2026-27 looks like at the TSO following their big reveal last month. Stephen Reinecke is the TSO's principal pops conductor, and he joins me to discuss all the goodies he has in store and, very importantly, where the current season is concerned. He's going to talk about the TSO's next pops performance, Symphonically Spielberg, The Music of John Williams. Stephen Reinecke, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm very well. Very happy to be speaking with you. It's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while. It's always nice to chat with you.
Now, what have you been up to since the season started, Lolo's, many months ago?
Oh, I've been busy. You know, the TSO is not my only orchestra. It's certainly my favorite Canadian orchestra, but I also have the New York Pops, I have the Houston Symphony, and I have the National Symphony in Washington, D.C. So between those four orchestras and my guest conducting, it keeps me quite busy.
I know. I don't know how you have juggle it all.
I do, but I've got a great team, and I also make sure I take care of myself and take breaks along the way. Yeah, after we opened everybody's season back in October, my husband and I went on a cruise for a week in Greece.
Wow.
And those weeks away are just invaluable to keep me going.
No doubt. So speaking of starting the season, you've had a couple of concerts so far with the TSO, the Billy Joel Songbook and Home Alone in Concert. How did those go?
Oh, terrific. Yeah, opening the season with Billy Joel was really great. It's a brand new show that we were doing. Tony DeSayre had created it. Good friend of mine, terrific artist. And he did all of the orchestrations and arrangements himself,
oh, wow,
which was the first time he had done that. And they were all very, very good. The orchestra enjoyed it. The audiences went nuts for it. But, you know, what's not to like about the Billy Joel Songbook? It's a bunch of great songs.
Yeah. Well, the next season, 2026-27 at the TSO was recently announced, and that brings with it a whole slew of amazing Pops concerts. What themes did you draw upon as you were pulling together the six concerts for this season?
Well, there's normally just one overarching theme when my team and I here at the TSO start planning for a whole season, and that is to pull together six programs that offer a wide variety of music styles and entertainment. We always like to say we offer a little something for everyone. It's not like we're going to do four Broadway concerts on one season. You know, we do like to mix it up and have all kinds of different offerings. And once again, I think we have put together a stellar season for the audiences.
Well, let's start with, I'm really looking forward to this one, the first Pops concert in October, The Music of Bond, James Bond.
That is correct. Now, if anybody has seen another James Bond program at the TSO, I think it's been a number of years. My colleague, John Morris Russell, has done a Bond program here a few times. This is not that. This is with me, and it's a brand new, well, I have only done it once so far, but next season it's getting played in a number of places, including Carnegie Hall. And so I put this together with the vocalist, Lena Hall. I had been wanting to work with her. She wanted to work with me. And she brought the idea, said, what if we did all James Bond songs? And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing. Because Lena Hall, I knew her from Broadway. She's a Tony Award winner. But she's also like a rock and roll girl. And she can do a lot of styles. And she can, I'm like, well, what do we do about the male songs? But she covers all the male songs as well. You know, Tom Jones and all of that. It's a really fun program. We go start all the way back in the beginning, 1962 with Dr. No, and all the way to, I think the latest movie was 2021, No Time to Die, which was a Billie Eilish song.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, she must be versatile because these iconic songs do cover so many different styles and voices.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's so good doing like some of the early stuff, you know, From Russia with Love. Nobody Does It Better. That's written by Marvin Hamlisch. Live and Let Die. I mean, she can rock out on Live and Let Die. A View to a Kill, which is Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Diamonds Are Forever. I mean, some of my favorites are the Shirley Bassey songs.
Oh, yeah.
Diamonds Are Forever and Goldfinger. I mean, yeah, License to Kill. That was a good one. The World Is Not Enough. Yeah. We even do Radiohead.
Okay. Well, it's going to be jam-packed. That's going to be amazing. Then we jump ahead to the Holiday Pops this year. It's a Celtic celebration.
Yes, and I'm not going to be able to do this one this year, but my good buddy Lucas Walden, who's been here a number of times, will be leading this concert. And I've worked with the Leahy family and Natalie McMaster before, and I just adore them. And I love doing like a Celtic Christmas. So it's been a long time. So I wish I were going to be here, but everybody that's going to be attending this concert is going to have such a fun, festive time. Because I know that the Leahy and McMasters, they bring their family as well. So they've got a whole lineage of young kids that perform. And it's just really family friendly and incredibly festive.
And then you jump ahead to another amazing voice, the greatest love of all, a Whitney Houston tribute. Tell us about this one.
Well, brand new program that we just decided, you know what, we wanted to do something that focused on Whitney Houston's legacy, but also leaned into her gospel roots. So we're building this show from scratch. So this will be a brand new production. We found a fantastic gospel choir. The University of Toronto Faculty of Music Gospel Choir will be joining us. And the two vocalists are just outstanding, Aisha Jackson and Avery Wilson, both from New York City, two singers that I know quite well and have worked with extensively. And they're both just unbelievable vocalists, which you really need. If you're going to do a program honoring Whitney Houston, you need some incredible singers. So we've got great orchestrations, great singers, and you know, some of the greatest Whitney Houston songs of all time.
Now, the OG Star Trek fan in me is really excited about the program we've got coming at the end of March, the Sci-Fi Throwdown.
Oh, yes. My buddy Enrico Lopez Yanez put this one together, and it just sounds like so much fun. All kinds of great sci-fi music, obviously Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, Battlestar Galactica, 2001, Space Odyssey, so much more. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe people can dress up as their favorite sci-fi characters. I think that would be cool.
And then you've got quite the treat happening at the end of June. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Cheyenne Jackson is a wonderful star of both Broadway stages and TV. People may know him from the NBC show 30 Rock, Grammy and Emmy nominee, was in Xanadu, Into the Woods, All Shook Up. He's just an amazing talent, great singer, and we're going to be focusing on Broadway, but I'm sure there's going to be some other surprises in this particular program as well. And I know we're doing this in June, which is during Pride Month, which will be rather nice. And Cheyenne is just an incredible entertainer, and I really look forward to that show.
That sounds like an amazing lineup. I want to bring things actually back to this season, though, because coming up, you've got the long-awaited Music of Spielberg and John Williams, where, you know, you've put together an amazing program of this incredible creative partnership. What makes that partnership so special?
Well, the number one thing in my mind is its longevity. It is unprecedented. Together over the past 48 years, they've made 29 films together over 48 years. This is just unheard of. And I'm not sure this will ever be surpassed in music or film history ever again. So that's one of the things, is just how long it's been going on. And it's because it works. It's a partnership that they really get each other.
Now, John Williams, famously adapts his musical style to the storytelling, you know, needs of each film, and it is quite an array. What stands out to you about the distinct musical character that he creates in each of the worlds that he's writing for?
Well, John has this very unique gift of being able to musically inhabit the characters that Spielberg is putting on screen and the moods and the situations that Spielberg is trying to portray in his movies. Another reason why their collaboration is so good is they just, like I said, they get each other. And, you know, when John writes a theme like the theme for Star Wars, you know, immediately what it is when it's taken out of context. That's the thing, is you can take John's music out of context, put it in the concert hall, and it takes you right back to the characters or the movies. And it also just plain works as concert music. It's just so entertaining. He uses so much from classical music, which I think we all know, but I mean, that's one of the things I love about him, is he's like the last of the old guard film composers. When film music started, obviously it was European classical composers that were coming to America and doing it. And John has upheld that tradition and expanded upon it because he's a true classical composer.
Is there a particular favorite that you have?
Yeah, I absolutely have some favorites. I think out of the Spielberg-Williams canon, just if it's going to be their connection, I think an underrated film score that I love so much, it's Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It is, I mean, John is at heart a neo-romanticist. He uses such lush, romantic orchestration and melodies. It's also, Close Encounters has such incredibly interesting, atonal, strange, weird music in it that really does produce such emotion, especially when you're watching it with the picture, but even without. And, you know, it's epic, too. He just kind of captures all of it, but it's the romantic side that I really, really get into. Another one is E.T. I love the film score for E.T. And, you know, we all think of the big heroic music, you know, the big flying theme or the bicycle chase. But most of E.T. is this really tender, beautiful music. And that's the stuff I really, really love, because, you know, I've conducted the film score for E.T. a number of times. And so I get to watch the movie without any music. That's how I practice to it. And I'm conducting the orchestra in my head, but I'm watching the movie, all these lengthy scenes that have no dialogue or anything. And with no music, it doesn't mean anything. It's almost comical. The minute you add the music, it totally brings the whole movie to life and injects all the heart and the pathos and the connection that's made between E.T. And young Elliot. And by the time you get to the departure and the farewell at the end, that music is so good. And that scene without the music is just nothing. I mean, it's just not interesting. And that you add the music and there you go. Suddenly you've got tears coming down your cheeks.
Well, it's going to be an amazing evening of music and a great season next year. Stephen Reinecke, thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Kathleen.
That was TSO Principal Pops Conductor Stephen Reinecke. You do not want to miss his next performances, hailing two icons. Symphonically Spielberg, The Music of John Williams, runs April 8th to 11th at Roy Thompson Hall. Get your tickets at tso.ca. That's also where you can find out more about their irresistible 2026-27 season. Now, speaking of icons, it was lovely to see the great Harrison Ford receive a Lifetime Achievement Honor at the Actors Awards last weekend. Note that his walk-on music was from one of the most iconic Spielberg-Williams collaborations, which will be included in April's program, Indiana Jones.